From KXEI Studios in Tucson, Arizona, this is Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come and chat for a while. I like to talk to them about what they're working on, their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is McKenna Aiken. Welcome, McKenna.
Thank you. Thank you for having me today.
So what do you do at the University of Arizona?
I am studying biomedical engineering with a minor in mechanical engineering. And aside from that, I also do research in Dr. Barton's tissue optics lab. The basis of what we're trying to do is talk about ovarian cancer. We're studying early detection methods of ovarian cancer because right now, only about 15% of ovarian cancer cases are at an early stage diagnosis. So most of those diagnoses come at a late stage, which is really, really unfortunate. So what we're trying to do is get those early detection methods out there and try and develop them so we can, you know, increase the survival rate of this disease. One of our main projects is developing microendoscopes. So these endoscopes are tiny little endoscopes with little cameras and lasers, and they also have a little tissue collection probe that will collect some tissue samples inside of the ovary that then we take out and then examine ourselves for ovarian cancer. And then, of course, there's also little side projects that contribute to that, like some of the ones that I'm working on. We're not only like developing methods for collecting the tissue and examining the tissue inside of the ovary, but then we're also working on different methods of analysis for that tissue.
Tell me about this project that you're working on.
What I was working on this past summer is figuring out if there was a difference between in vivo and ex vivo cells. In vivo tissue is tissue that is examined and collected and imaged while still inside of the living organism. And ex vivo tissue is tissue that is no longer considered living and it has since been removed from the subject. Ex vivo tissue is a lot easier and a lot more efficient to analyze because we can just take it right out, put it in whatever position we want that images best, and image it that way. We wanted to see if there's a difference between these types of tissue, because if there was not, then what we could do is go ahead and use ex vivo tissue for collecting data and analyzing ovarian cancer, among other things. And we figured out that there is no significant difference between ex vivo and in vivo tissue. So this is a really, really great finding for us because we can go ahead and use our ex vivo tissue to collect all that data we need to further study ovarian cancer.
Say you were dissecting a flower while it was growing versus a cut flower.
Exactly right.
I'm glad to hear that you're having promising results there.
It was awesome to have a study conclude. It was very satisfying to see that get results and me get results from that and be able to present on it.
What do you think you're going to do after you graduate?
Right now, my plans are I'm going to graduate with my undergrad and then I'm going to do the accelerated master's program that's offered through the U of A. And I'm going to do that for biomedical engineering. That will only take an additional year after I graduate. After that, I have no clue. I do know that I would love to see a new place and travel. I've lived in Tucson, Arizona, my entire life, essentially. I would love to see a new place and I would love to travel. I love traveling. So
there's so much to see. And then when you do go out and see the world, it really does give you that extra appreciation of Tucson. Like my favorite thing about going anywhere is coming back to Tucson.
Yeah. There's a lot of people that say Tucson is boring. Like they're like, oh, Tucson's so boring. But it's like, it's because you're boring, you know, like you just can't find anything fun to do. Like there's so many fun things to do in Tucson, like walking on Fourth Avenue, hiking, like there's a lot of fun things to do, you know, the sunsets, the weather, like it's definitely all taken for granted.
So do you ever listen to music?
Oh yeah, I love music. My favorite band right now is Glass Animals.
Yes,
super good. I love Glass Animals. Their new album, Dreamland, is I any song from that album I would highlight. that album is so good. I really like Mild High Club. They're very good. Just a lot of like indie alternative bands.
Thank you so much for being on KXEI today, McKenna.
Oh yeah, of course.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXEI Tucson with generous support from our listeners.
For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.